Crude Awakening is comprised of 9 monumental scale figurative steel sculptures embodying the faithful in various poses of global worship, each weighing 6 tons and standing 30 feet tall, belching participant-activated fiery prayers. The faithful bow down and reach for a 90-foot-tall, climbable wooden oil derrick. At any time, 200 participants may amass on the upper platform of the oil derrick as 200 other participants move up and down its stairs. Artists Dan Dossman and Karen Cusolito focus on the social, spiritual aspects of humanity, how we interact with the environment, and view Crude Awakening not simply as a sculpture, but performance. A play in 2 parts, Crude Awakening illustrates our so-called modern society, replete with dependence on oil to support our lust for cars, power, products, and convenience. What happens when the oil is gone? Will Earth still be healthy enough to sustain us? Have we finally gone too far? Our goal as artists is to let the art be a vessel to express environmental awareness and to invite others to consider the environment, their place in it, as a big part of the big picture. Crude Awakening explores these questions using green technologies such as sustainable lumber for its tower, 100% reused, not recycled, steel, and carbon offsets. Act 1, Monday through Friday evening. The faithful are portrayed at the conclusion of their pilgrimage to pay homage to the highest and holiest deity, the Reverend Oil Derrick. Some have arrived and assume their respective postures of worship, others are approaching from the direction of the horizon. The Reverend Oil Derrick is surrounded by a moat which burns red flames at night. Participants can wander among and interact with the faithful, each of whom will have a unique flame effect which accentuates their postures. Participants are invited to climb to the top of the oil derrick where they create a plume of fire and activate the faithful's fire effects. Act 2. Friday, late evening. A piercing air raid siren sounds, alerting the faithful that it is time to gather and pay homage to the Reverend Oil Derrick. A smoke machine belches and fills the site with non-toxic smoke as the melee heightens and the participants arrive from across the playa. The siren wanes and the sound of an orchestra envelops the site. The sky suddenly explodes with vivid colors of spectacular fireworks in celebration of oil and the homage to Reverend Oil Derrick. Fireworks crescendo just as the top of the derrick is engulfed by a giant fireball. Seconds later, a gusher of fire shoots 1,000 feet in the air from the oil derrick, creating 2.4 gigawatts of raw power in only 1 minute. Participants witness the largest flame cannon in history as finally the Reverend Oil Derrick is engulfed in fire and burns to the ground. At noon on Saturday, Black Rock City is invited to welcome a new day and participate in the secret completion of the artistic installation and performance. The faithful assume a different posture of global worship as the religion of oil is practiced in its many manifestations worldwide. The postures of the faithful were chosen to represent religions from around the world, as each continent has in some way been impacted by the oil economy, some through great luxury and excess, others through bloodshed and profound loss. While recent developments in alternative energy may at least give our planet a reprieve, what can compensate for the hundreds of thousands of lives which have been torn asunder by our insatiable need for oil? Our world is speed and devolving just as quickly. Each of the faithful has a distinct flame effect which is based on their culture or religion. Some of these flame effects can be controlled by the participants. The faithful consist of 9 worshippers: Ahmed, Manu, Mambatu, Humble George, Nila, Ecstasy, Shlomo, Epiphany, and Eileen. Ahmed represents the essence of the Muslim posture of worship, touching one's forehead to the ground. Mambatu demonstrates one of the myriad religions practiced in Africa. This form incorporates writing prayers in the sand. Manu exemplifies the peace, serenity, and the centered focus one can achieve when meditating in this perfectly balanced, perfectly symmetrical posture. Humble George strikes a pose of humility and surrender as he pays homage to the Reverend Oil Derrick. Nila achieves a quintessential posture most often seen in the Christian faith, though understood universally. Ecstasy captures the heart swell which accompanies the divine enlightenment she experienced mid-stride en route to pay homage. Worship takes the form of the classic pilgrimage in Shlomo's pose, head bent on the sacred written word, feet intent on reaching the deity. Epiphany is overwhelmed at the sight of Reverend Oil Derrick and falls into a pose of rapture. Eileen takes the pose of the free-spirited modern woman. Her joy is illustrated in her hands, which stretch towards the heavens. Artists Dan Dossman and Karen Cusolito produced Passage for Burning Man 2005, and the cafe installation Leaping Giants in 2006. Dan and Karen's motto is building art by the ton, and building art by the ton requires a lot of steel, commitment, and hands. Dan and Karen feel incredibly fortunate that they have coerced a richly diverse and talented group of people to work with them, including Black Rock Effects, Pyrokinetics, Nate Smith, Mark Perez, and Monkey Boy.